then you can also go to the podcast Staying Young Show 2.0, because the show goes to podcast after it airs. And but it's really important to have a healthy sex life, and for better health. Like we talked about prostate cancer reduction.
Right, right. Prostate cancer is reduced more than 30% if you have a regular sex life. So it's very, very important. And of course, prostate cancer and impotence are two of men's biggest fears by far.
Yeah. You know, women tend to call, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we do executive physicals, concierge medicine, bioidentical hormones, and people come to us from all over the globe. I would say all over the states, but they actually come from other countries as well. But there are women who actually buy this as a gift for their husbands. We've seen it time and time again. And what better gift than the gift of health? But I think it speaks to a woman's role in a husband's health, because it isn't like a one-off thing. This has happened a lot of times.
It's happened many times. And whenever I walk in and the wife's in the room, the first thing I say, okay, this must be serious because the boss is here. And but it's very true. I have never, ever had a wife in the room with the husband with everything's hunky-dory. There's always something going on.
I'd say it's true we get some of that, but I'd also say at our executive medicine, there's a lot of guys that are done it on their own initiative. I mean, you know, we'll ask them where they heard about it, and, yeah, you know, it was a referral from a friend, and they've done their research, and they've made the decision to up the game a little bit. And I often use the example, and this is true of women executives, I'm not being sexist with it, but, you know, a lot of times these guys are the tops of their field. They're in the top 0.1% economically, professionally, et cetera. And I say, why don't you want to be in the top 1% health-wise? Because when that starts to go, it's going to drag everything else down. And it kind of resonates with them, and they're like, you know, I have achieved success in everything. I need to achieve success in my health.
Yeah.
And they get a little more motivated that they're going to put it on par with these other areas of their life.
I think that's good to challenge them like that. Men always rise to a challenge. It doesn't matter what it is. So if you put it to them, it's a health challenge, I think they'll do it.
I had a patient who came in for executive physical, and we always do treadmill stress tests. And before he started, he said, well, doc, have you had one of these? I said, yeah. He said, how long did you go? I told him, and he didn't make as long as I went. The next year, he trained the whole year so he could break my time, which he did the next year.
And to give credit where credit's due, Dr. Gammon's time is pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is.
Okay? It's not just the time, but the cardiac function, the ejection fraction aerobic capacity is pretty darn good. So that guy, if he beat yours, he trained pretty hard to do it. I have to give him credit.
Yeah. Of course, he's 20 years younger than me, but we won't mention that.
That's okay.
Only on the calendar. Only on the calendar.
That's right. We know what you're telling me or say. Okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. It's time we find something shocking in the news, or we're just shocked that it made the news. University of Toronto found that people can identify, get this, with really good success if a person is wealthy or poor by looking at their face. Now, they have to have, like, no expression on their face. And they hands down, did it time and time again. It turns out the muscles on the face, when they're at rest, look differently based on the life experiences you've been through. Now, here's the key. Because you don't want people judging you, right? You don't want people to maybe take one look at you and make this assumption. If you smile, they can't tell it apart. So they took the same people's picture with neutral faces, and they were almost Johnny on the spot every time, correct. And then they had people smile, and they did this again, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. So a smile doesn't look at your age. A smile looks at your heart.
That's right. You never really dressed without a smile.
I love that. That's from Annie.
Yeah.
All right. If you haven't already done so, go take our survey, stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. There's 5 demographic questions. And if you fill that out, that helps us gather our demographics for your area, helps us stay on the air. And as a thank you, we're going to send you a sample of the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream just for helping us out with these demographics. So again, go to stayyoungamerica.com. And don't forget, you can always follow us on Twitter at @StayYoungMedia, because every day we send you out a little medical minute. And when we come back, more things and maybe some things that are going to surprise you about men's health. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, if you're just tuning in, the whole show is on men's health. And whether you're a man or you got a man in your life, this is some information you're going to want to listen to, but you're also going to want to share. You can go to any podcast directory and find us under Staying Young Show 2.0, and you can get the entire show.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute brought to you by Solis Mammography, exceptional experience with exceptionally accurate results.
That's where I get my mammogram. I'm telling you, girls, go get it. And they do 3D.
I know, Dr. Gammon, you take your CoQ10?
I do.
Does it have anti-aging properties?
Maybe.
You know where I'm going. So the question is whether CoQ10 actually has some anti-aging properties. A lot of folks are taking CoQ10. Because of that, we know that some people are recommended that they take CoQ10 because they're on certain medications, specifically statins, in which case it does have a role. But just as a general anti-aging, health probably doesn't have any effect on inflammation. A study that they did looking at dietary supplements showed that taking the CoQ10 did not reduce any of the inflammatory markers in mice and or in humans. So it's not a bad thing to take, but do you really need it? Probably not unless you're on one of those medications.
Well, overall, when I take CoQ10, I feel better. So it's doing something.
They were looking at mitochondria to see if it had an effect on the function of mitochondria and improve their function, and it didn't. So maybe there's another pathway, but
maybe there is. All right, let's talk about hormones in men, because we know that's what men want to talk about, right? Because that's what controls the things they are concerned about.
And in men with hormones, it isn't just testosterone. It's also estrogen. So a lot of men focus on testosterone and don't realize that if you're out of balance, if you have too much estrogen in regards to how much testosterone you have, it's going to counterbalance the effect. So obviously, as men age, their testosterone levels do drop. But if they drop too rapidly, you can have clinical symptoms. Those symptoms, of course, could be fatigue, difficulty thinking, no motivation.
Crying at chick flicks.
Crying at chick flicks. Decreased libido, ED, all these issues. But we've had many men whose testosterone were fine, but their estrogen was very high. That happens because as men age, an enzyme called aromatase can kick in, converting testosterone to estrogen, which can also lead to what we call gynecomastia, or in the vernacular, man boobs. So it's important to have both of these under control. Some men have low testosterone and high estrogen. There are different medications you can use to block the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. And then, of course, testosterone replacement can be done in different ways.
Yeah, like in our Stay Young vitamin line, we have DIM, and that really helps with that blocking of the estrogen.
Right. So DIM is derivative of cauliflower, broccoli, cruciferous vegetables, and it is an aromatase inhibitor. It blocks the endogenous production by the adrenal glands. But, you know, it's a ratio, too. So you can have guys that, you know, they'll be told by their doctor their testosterone's fine. It's 400, right? And they checked the estradiol level, and hopefully they checked it at the same time. And it's 40, which is at the upper limit of the normal range. Well, they've got a 10-to-1 ratio. And for, you know, good male health, it should be a 20-to-1 ratio. That guy may not need his testosterone raised as much as help in lowering his estrogen down. You get it down to 20, he's going to feel better. As a man's body fat goes up, he's going to make more estradiol. So then now they're in the loop because estrogen makes you hold on to body fat. So you've got more body fat producing more estrogen, which makes you hold on to body fat. And oh, by the way, now you're snoring and have sleep apnea, right? I'd be interested to hear how often Charlie finds that, you know, men lose weight or some of their hormonal problems get better, you know, when he's treated their sleep apnea. That'd be a great question to ask him. Maybe we can give him a call later and see.
Yeah, you know what? I think we will call him because I've got another question for him too on this. This is good question. Good stuff, because it is all related. I mean, you mentioned this. It's a vicious cycle because they gain the weight in their abdomen, right? And then they store the estrogen in their abdomen. Then they get overweight. And then they have sleep apnea. And we all know sleep apnea within itself causes all kinds of health issues.
It does. So, you know, it gets back to quality of sleep just in general. And, you know, there is no silver bullet, whether it be hormones or, sleep or anything like that. I mean, all the pieces have to come together. And there's a lot of things one can do before you have to get to the point of you're going to get a whole lot of benefit from doing the hormones. Not that you can't do it, but sometimes you'll get these guys that think if you just replace and get their testosterone up, they've seen the ads on TV, they've heard the testimonials. There's one going around now that, you know, my wife laughs at all the time when it comes up because she's like, good Lord, he's huge. You know, it's a former athlete and, you know, he's bragging about how great he feels. And she's like, he must be 80 pounds heavier than when he played sports, right?
That happens a lot to those athletes.
Right. And but, you know, they see and hear the ads and they think if they fix that, everything's going to fall in line. And it's like, no, you have to work nutrition. You have to get some physical activity. You got to work on quality of sleep. Take your supplements and then you can work on the hormones and it'll have its greatest effect.
Now, in terms of testosterone replacement, there are different providers do different things. It can be creams or gels, shots. We do a lot of pellet treatment, and they all have their pros and cons. I think scientifically it's pretty clear the pellet treatment that gives a continuous level of testosterone for 6 months is the modality that we favor.
Because the guys don't tend to go on roller coasters.
I mean,
we have guys that have done other things, you know, or they want to switch and now they want to go on the pellets, and then they're like, yeah, my wife likes me the whole 6 months, you know, instead of the up and down and up and down.
Well, the good news is there's options, and we actually cover all the options. Mm-hmm. I mean, so there's guys that can get away with creams for a period of time, but usually that's compounded bioidentical creams. Most of the commercially available creams are either – they're all exorbitantly expensive, and, you know, they smell, they're sticky, yada, yada, yada. But there's guys that do fine with cream. I've got guys that do very good with shots and actually prefer the injections. And that's okay. There's a whole different set. But we've got options. And, you know, it's not one size fits all.
I agree. There
are providers that do testosterone shots like 3 times a week. They do lower levels. They're trying to have a continuous, you know, curve of that. Well, between the inconvenience and the cost of that, you may as well do the pellets. It's only once every 6 months.
I don't disagree with that. I do have, you know, I had, for instance, one in particular patient, he's diabetic, and we did a couple rounds of the pellets. He felt better. Ironically, and he's very dialed in on monitoring his glucose was much better maintained and stable doing injections than it was the pellets. So
really?
In his case, that was a better choice because the pellets, for whatever reason, was causing greater fluctuations in his blood glucose.
It might have stimulated the aromatase and estrogen and, you know, more body fat.
It could have been. It may have been. I mean, we had his estrogen dialed in. We were watching those things, but it could have been one of those variables that you can't measure.
There was just one person,
but,
and they had that
But
reaction.
I would say this, because of his insight and the fact that he was involved in his healthcare and looking after things and then what we could add by, you know, monitoring the labs, he got it dialed in and feels great.
What a good doctor you are, listening to that patient and giving him options and figuring
it
out.
See, that's twice. I'm keeping count now.
I'm being serious. I'm obviously not giving out enough compliments. Okay, don't go away. We're going to come back and talk more men's health.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last weekend's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, giving new fuel to the fire over Confederate-era statues nationwide and what should become of them. The mayor of Los Angeles supporting the removal of one at an L.A. cemetery.
The United Daughters of the Confederacy say they will remove the 6-foot memorial and plaque at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery later today after receiving death threats. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said Tuesday he's behind the decision and there's no need to glorify what he is calling negative history.
That's correspondent Jason Campidonia. Meanwhile, on the other side of the nation, the city of Baltimore has taken down 4 remaining Confederate statues ahead of schedule. They've been discussing it for years, but overnight, flatbed trucks hauled away all 4 of them just hours after the city council issued an order to do so. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your 2 free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, don't forget, at the end of this and every single show, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Write down this number. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. Okay, earlier we were talking about sleep apnea, and we've got a couple questions for Dr. Powell. So during the break, we tracked him down, and we found him. So thank you. You know, you're going to get sick of us calling you wherever you are all the time. And
not at all. Not at all. Always enjoy you guys.
Well, you know, whenever there's a sleep apnea comes up, we always want to go straight to the source, straight to the expert. Dr. Anderson brought up a good point. You want to throw that out at him?
Well, we were talking about, you know, hormones in men. And that, you know, how sometimes with the testosterone gets low and the estrogen levels or effect is higher and they gain body weight, which obviously then can lead to increased risk for sleep apnea, that sometimes just by breaking that cycle with treating their sleep apnea, it can help right that ship a little bit. And the question was, you've seen this clinically when you've done the sleep procedure?
Absolutely. And so if you really look at the literature as it relates to sleep apnea and the comorbidities associated with it, there's the obvious things. There's the hypertension, the heart disease, the diabetes, stroke risk, dementia. I can go on and on. But the one that's really been getting attention lately is low testosterone. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the thoughts was kind of chicken or the egg. Which one caused what? And the answer is both. And what I mean by that is that what we know is that when your body doesn't have the right circadian daily rhythm, when you don't get good delta wave and stage 4 sleep at nighttime, your body doesn't regenerate its hormones like it's supposed to. And that certainly leads to testosterone deficiencies in a lot of men. And that thereby leads to a lot of times central weight gain, other weight gains that make the sleep apnea worse. And it just becomes a vicious cycle.
All right. I got to ask you a question then, because did you see this study about dementia and Alzheimer's and how the brain washes itself? They did functional MRIs on people when they sleep. And once you get into that real deep, good REM sleep, the brain actually, like a washing machine, has fluid that goes through it and washes it out and washes the plaque. So did you read that study?
No, I haven't. But I can tell you, I've read a lot of other studies similar to that. And in fact, I can tell you, I probably got, of the 700 patients we treated with this new sleep procedure, I probably got about at least 30 plus that have mild to moderate dementia.
Did it get better?
Yes, that's the nice thing about it. Every single one of them have seen improvements. Now, whether that's from this washing effect you just mentioned or it's the fact they're finally getting oxygen to their brain at nighttime, I don't care which one's making them better. the fact is they're getting better. In fact, I'll tell you a personal story on my dad. He unfortunately hasn't been able to get the sleep procedure yet because he's on some blood thinners after a procedure, but coming up this fall, he's going to have it. But long story short, when I talk to him on the phone every week, I can tell you when he's not wearing his CPAP.
Really?
And he doesn't wear it because he hates the thing. Mm. He hates putting it on. He hates it drying out in the middle.
Well, and they're very unsexy. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. And then, you know, I think he would say at this point in life, he's gotten past that part, but so many people, Judy, have it, you know. Intimacy is part of relationships, and guys' egos, guess what, and women as well, it's a real thing, mm-hmm. and they don't want to put this thing on in front of their significant other.
Right. Or, you know, man, there's so much about the sleep apnea, and I don't know if people have read this, because it was like when Judge Scalia died, there was all this, oh, what happened, blah, blah, blah. But then when they said, oh, he didn't bring a CPAP and he died of sleep apnea, that didn't make the news. Why didn't that make the news? I mean, that was a great opportunity for people to be educated more on how sleep apnea can kill you.
You know, I can tell you, and I'm sure Dr. Gammon and Anderson can too, unfortunately, as a primary care provider, we get those phone calls on a Monday morning about a patient that may have passed away over the weekend. We have no knowledge of what happened. We just know the basics, how the family found them. And so often it's chalked up to cardiovascular disease because it is the number one killer out there, and chances are it played a significant role. But what we don't understand is just how much of a role sleep apnea has in all this. And in fact, we know that sleep apnea triggers a lot of events that lead to heart attack by direct oxidative stress on the blood vessels. So I think it is a very, very under-recognized problem that's throughout our society. We were talking earlier about it, and, you know, up to 28% of the U.S. population is estimated to have it.
Wow, that's significant.
It's staggering, yeah.
That was the other question you wanted to ask him. So with these guys, right, when it works and their testosterone's improving, they come back and tell you, Doc, I'm waking up with morning erections now.
Right? He's really on this whole morning erection
when
thing.
It's good, you got wood.
We know.
So,
Dr. Gammon's red in the face and shaking his head. I wish you could see this picture.
This is a national mantra.
It is. Well, it's funny. So, you know, we were talking in the earlier segment about how women have responded to it. I would love to tell you about some of the guys that responded. I think of one in particular, Gary. That comes to mind when you say that. He had the typical, after one or two treatments, said he started dreaming more again. And then after the third or fourth treatment, said, Doc, I'm able to load the gun again. And I went, okay, I think I know what you're talking about, Gary, and that's awesome. Good for you. And, you know, and I started actually asking some of my other male patients about it, and they said, actually, you know what, there is a difference there. It's an improvement. Now, another interesting thing on Gary I wanted to bring up is that he completed his treatment of his five treatments for his sleep apnea, and his apnea went down below treatable levels, which means the apnea was gone.
Wow.
No longer required CPAP, but he still had a snoring problem. And so many people associate snoring and apnea. But what's really great, some newest stuff I have to report after literally just getting off my computer before you guys called, we repeated a sleep study after he went through three procedures that we, on a new procedure we just came up for snoring and for soft palate issues, and his snoring decibels went from 50 decibels down to 11.
Oh,
with
wow.
this procedure.
Yeah, so you can sleep. Woman can sleep through that.
There you go. We've got that. So we've actually got.
That's like small jet levels, isn't it? Like 50?
Yeah, pretty much. Small jet levels. And what was really cool is that, you know, this new protocol we come up for the. We really developed a soft palate protocol to augment the tongue protocol we're doing to get improvements in the sleep apnea even further, which we're seeing that. But this is the first one we've actually studied snoring volume, and it is a case study of one with 10 more in the pipeline, and we're excited about it, definitely.
Well, there's so much, and I can't keep you on for forever, and but I want people, I want our listeners especially, to know you had promised us that if they call 214-524-6333, they can have a phone consult. It's not going to cost them anything. They can at least go through the symptoms, see if, you know, they're a candidate, if they, you know, if they need a sleep study, all this. So I'm going to put that number out again, 214-524-6333. Thank you so much, Charlie. We appreciate you taking the time.
Y'all right. Take care. Love y'all show.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You know, let's briefly go over stress in men, because stress is a killer. We don't put it on the death certificate here, but men carry a lot of burdens, the burdens of, you know, financially keeping the family afloat, all of these things, you know, keep food on the table, taking care of their wife, their kids.
Right. And I think it's fair to say men in general internalize their stress. And when you internalize it, you don't blow it off through exercise or talking about it or writing about it. You've got all this adrenaline running around your body. It makes your heart beat faster. It makes you short-tempered. It makes you nervous. And this can add up over time and accelerate cardiovascular disease. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
So why do you think they don't talk? Dr. Anderson, you got a key reason you think men don't open up more?
It's a learned behavior from their fathers.
Really? I would, I could see that.
You asked me the number one reason. That's what, dad didn't come home and sit down at the dinner table and start having, a little hand-holding kumbaya session on how bad his day was. He just did his business and moved on.
But did
and
they,
oftentimes it went to bad behaviors. He drank or he did other things. So, they didn't talk about it. They weren't expected. I have the deal with my grandfathers. These were guys that went through World War II, right? Compared to that, there wasn't anything going on in their life that was as bad as when they were in the
true.
War.
True. So they're not really complaining.
Right.
That's true. Okay, don't forget, Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of this and every single show. Grab your pen, toll free, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, this and every single show ends with the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Grab your pen, write this down, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. Your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
We finally have a Texan. A Texan's in the house. So, Michael Druxman, he actually has a book. It's a very, very funny novel called Jackie Goes to Dixie. So, Michael, tell us just briefly about this Jackie Goes to Dixie.
Well, it's set in the 1970s, and Jackie Moss is a brash Jewish Las Vegas comedian, who is accidentally booked for a one-night gig deep in the Ozarks of Arkansas. And, you know, it's a total mistake because the person who booked him thought they were booking a guy by the name of Jake Moss, who is a country western singer. So Jackie gets there, and of course, he runs into problems.
You think?
Yeah.
I love the premise of this book. So Jackie Goes to Dixie. You know, go on Amazon, pick this up, Jackie Goes to Dixie. You're going to, you know, the best part about having you on the show, Michael, is people can say, hey, I heard that guy talk. I know who he is. And so they get a little flavor of who you are, and then they can pick up your Jackie Goes to Dixie book.
It's available in paperback and also on Kindle.
Perfect.
All right. First question. Specific male questions. What does PSA stand for? It has to do with male health. What does PSA stand for?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Take a guess.
You haven't had your physical recently, I take
it. No, actually, it's scheduled for next week.
Then, you're going to find out.
Then you will impress them, okay?
Wait a minute. It has to do with the prostate, doesn't it?
Yes. You got the first word.
Yeah.
It ain't public service announcement.
Yeah. It's a cancer test, I believe.
Yes.
We'll give you credit.
We're going to give you credit.
Prostate-specific antigen. So it's the blood test measuring to see if you might be at higher risk for prostate cancer. Very good.
See, as Socrates said, the answer was within you. We just had to draw it out.
Technically, it was within him.
Now, this is about the easiest question I've ever seen on our show.
I know.
What hormone is most prominent in men? What hormone is most prominent in men?
You know, I was not a med student.
We don't get doctors and nurses. They're not allowed on the show.
Just think about the spam you get on your computer. Ignore the ones about refinancing your mortgage and pay attention to the other ones.
Wow.
So hormones, the male hormones called what?
I'm sorry. You know, you're talking to a 76-year-old guy here who...
All right.
Has forgotten half of, you know, if I don't need it.
You need it.
So we're going to
You need it.
So the answer and something you appear to need because it affects cognitive function as well, sex, is testosterone.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I see how this goes.
That's it. That's okay. What I was going to say. All right, Dr. Anderson.
All right. Third question, what is the leading cause of death in men? Being 74 years old, you should be well aware of this one.
Heart attack.
There you
Yay!
Go.
All right.
Gotta go.
So when you do your physical, they're going to screen you for heart disease.
Right.
Okay, the next question is actually a really important, informative question for our listeners. If your mother had breast cancer, what kind of cancer could you as a man potentially be at risk for, increased risk? If your mother had breast cancer and you're a man, what are you at increased risk for?
Well, my mother had colon cancer, so...
No, it's breast cancer we're talking about here.
Well, I'll just guess. Is it colon cancer?
No,
That's
no.
That's a good guess,
It's
though.
A good guess, but it's prostate cancer. So if your mom had breast cancer and you're a male, you are at increased risk for prostate cancer.
Well, I'm a male, but thank God my mom's cancer wasn't breast cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, final one. What percentage of men have thinning hair by the age of 50? How many of us start having...
50, I'm going to guess 50%.
Much
too low.
85%.
Wow.
And all the guys are like, yes.
And here's the plug,
I don't
pun
feel
intended,
so bad.
For Dr. Powell. He also does hair replacement surgery.
Okay.
He does. Actually, before he did sleep apnea, he did a lot of hair replacement. But thank you so much for coming on the show, Michael. And we're going to send you out some Age Support multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And again, your book, Jackie Goes to Dixie, pick it up on Amazon.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One thing I wanted to talk about men is what words of encouragement...
Just one thing? That's all you got to talk about?
That's all I got left, man. What words of encouragement would you give a man right now in one or two sentences to get their health together? What would you tell him?
Get a really thorough physical exam and make sure you follow through with the recommendations that your physician gives you. It could be you're 50 and you need a colonoscopy. It could be you need to have better nutrition. Actually get the physical and then actually listen carefully to the advice and actually follow it.
Well, not all physicals are created equal, so I'm going to do a shameless plug. Look up Executive Medicine of Texas. People come from all over the globe to see these guys right here sitting next to me, and you should be seeing them too.
I would extend that and say, as part of that physical, you should have a good working relationship with your physician. So you need to find somebody that you're comfortable with and you can talk to and bring those subjects up and not be intimidated or not be fearful of bringing up whatever it is that's bothering you. I have to tell you, if it's bothering you, it's significant. We need to address it.
And ask questions. If your physician gives you an ambiguous answer, so, for example, it says your cholesterol's up, you need to cut back in fat. Ask the doctor, how? You know, what sort of numbers should I be following to reduce my fat? Get some specifics rather than just ambiguous answers.
I agree with that. That's good advice. Both of you guys. Man, you're spot on
today.
Treat
your physician like your golf pro or your mechanic.
Ask lots of questions
and do what they tell you to do.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Okay, I've swooped the cape out of my way and I'm ready to give the riddle. Are you ready, Judy?
Ready.
Okay, here it goes. He who builds me doesn't want me. He who buys me doesn't use me. He that uses me doesn't know he got me. What am I?
What?
Let me repeat that. He who builds me doesn't want me. He who buys me doesn't use me. He that uses me doesn't know he's got me. Send in your answers, Judy.
That's a hard one. Okay, here's what you're going to do. Call 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. Leave us your name. You've got to give us the right answer. Leave us your name, your address, and the correct answer to the Dementia Defender. If you get it right, I'm going to send you out a free copy of our award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. If you get it wrong, Then you're going to get a postcard from me saying thank you for playing. But as always, you can pick up that book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, by going on any bookseller's site, or you can find us at stayyoungamerica.com.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The funeral mass is at St. Paul Cathedral in Oakland, Pennsylvania. It's open to the public as space allows. Meanwhile, retirement appears to be going pretty well for former President Obama and the former First Lady, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
A photo circulating on the internet shows the former president snapping a picture of former First Lady Michelle Obama on Friday on the deck of music mogul David Geffen's luxury yacht off the South Pacific island of Moorea. The Obamas have been vacationing in French Polynesia for nearly a month with music superstar Bruce Springsteen, Oscar winner Tom Hanks, and media powerhouse Oprah Winfrey. Since leaving the White House, Obama has spent time in California playing golf, in the Caribbean kite surfing with billionaire Richard Branson, and taking in a Broadway play, followed by dinner with U2's Bono.
And remember, we are powered by WesternJournalism.com. Check it out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Time is 9:03. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now. Moro says it's beautiful out there. And the temperature is 54 degrees, clear skies. No chance of precipitation today. Weather Underground says that for April 18th, sunny, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows around 40, southeast winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of sprinkles in the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, southeast winds at 5 to 10. On Thursday, cloudy with a chance of showers, warmer with highs in the upper 60s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Friday, cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny, warmer in the highs in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly sunny, much cooler with highs in the 60s. Sunday, rain likely, highs in the lower 50s, chance of rain 60%. Temperatures in our area: 52 in Quakertown, 53 in Raritan, 56 down in Kingwood, 52 in Frenchtown, 46 up in Hackettstown, and 52 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamber.com. So here's the story. I go through BrownieLocks.com. I look at all the special days, and I notice in the middle of April, April 20th, is Get to Know Your Customer Day, and I couldn't think of anybody better. There is somebody that's in my midst that knows this better than most, and that's Laura Cummins from Nine Dots Consulting and the Director of Membership and Marketing here at the Hunter Chamber of Commerce. So I said, Laura, come on over. Can you be part of the show and give our listeners some tips on what it's like to get to know your customers? She said, I'm all in. So here she is. So we got Laura Cummins here with us. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good morning.
So what's going on?
Well, I was wondering before we got started with our program today,
yes,
if it would be possible to talk about the upcoming Women's Business Summit.
I haven't heard anything about this Women's Business Summit, so why don't you give us some enlighten us?
Absolutely. Thank you. I love your sense of humor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, it's been, well, it's obviously a lot of marketing coming out of the Chamber of Commerce and from with Michelle Heidi and everything, but it's there's never enough. right?
Absolutely. So we're actually going into our eighth year.
That's cool.
Of the Women's Business Summit. And one of our chamber members, Ann Thornton, mm-hmm. of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, she basically was the catalyst behind developing the Women's Business Forum of Hunterdon County. So yep. not only was she the catalyst for the Women's Business Forum, but she's also one of our sponsors. She puts together a scholarship sponsorship every year, mm-hmm. and 10 students, nonprofit organizations, or a woman who's transitioning back into work
yep.
can apply for this scholarship to come to the summit. So a big
that.
Shout out to yeah. Ann Thornton of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling.
She's Ann puts her money where her mouth is, and she wants to make sure that there's no excuse.
Absolutely.
So she gives away these scholarships to make sure that when somebody says, there's people who we have folks in the chamber to call people up to remind them that it's happening because everybody's busy. And one of the excuses that everybody says, I can't afford it. Well, Ann takes away that excuse.
Yeah.
If you really want to go, she'll pay.
Yeah, and her background is education, so she truly values education, expanding your knowledge. So that's another reason why she enjoys supporting this particular sponsorship every
yep.
year.
Yep.
So, again, big thanks to Ann Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to give a shout-out to our outstanding committee. We have Rena Kamens, who is from College, Career, and Life. She is now our chair of Women's Business Forum.
Mm-hmm.
We have Michelle Heide of Pat and Heide and Associates. We have Dawn Hartfelder from Norwest CAP. We have Colleen Durer from Family Promise.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Linda Quartuccio from Vision Auto Glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have, Gina Kleiman's from Digital Arts, which is outstanding.
Yep.
And then we also, of course, have myself as part of the committee. So very grateful and very thankful to all of our committee members who partake every month to help put together not only the summit, but our lunch and learns that we hold on a quarterly basis.
Yeah, it's interesting to make sure that people understand that the summit is a great culmination. It's an annual event. It's gone on for 8 years.
Exactly.
But you guys do things all year round.
We do.
It's not a one-and-done thing.
No. And yeah. it's all education-based.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that not only our members, chamber members, but also the community as a whole definitely has, you know, these forums to go to acquire knowledge to help them to grow their businesses and also help them personally as well.
Right. Cool. So in addition to the marketing for the business for the Women's Business Summit that's going on, we have some introductions of keynote speakers that actually have participated on the radio.
Absolutely.
And we got a couple more coming up, right?
We do. So this afternoon, we have Maria Semple from Prospect Finder coming into the studio for a special edition of Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly. So Maria is definitely going to share her professional journey with listeners, but also provide some highlights as far as what she's going to talk about during the summit, which is using technology to build your personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
And then we also have tomorrow on Good Morning Hunterdon, we have the Honorable Donna M. Simon,
mm-hmm.
and she will also...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
There still is an important battle being fought.
The Jews have to stand up for their rights all over the world.
This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy.